delightful to see in those evenings of spring when the sheep are going to the fold. The master do sing.
On this Labor Day weekend, we're going to dwell a few moments on songs of work from the sheep shearers of the British Isles.
And the dog goes before them when told.
To the sulfur miners of Sicily. And the oyster shuckers of Virginia. Men and women have long made music to accompany their labor. Musician Ted Joya says work songs are more than a musical genre, they're a transformational tool.
It made the work less arduous. The hours rolled by. It allowed them to have some sort of mastery over their work conditions, which often were very demeaning ones.
Ted Joya is the author of the new book, Work Songs. We asked him to share some of his favorites with us. Though work songs span all cultures, he drew from the rich traditions of the African diaspora. Ted Joya, you write in your book, Work Songs, that the rhythms of work often influenced the meter of the work song. So I'd like for us to listen for that relationship in a song that many of our listeners may recognize. Here it is.
One of the great joys of the work song is it coordinates the labor. This was very valuable in many conditions because you could no longer pick out one worker for not working as fast as the others. The recording took place in 1959. This was really the end of the era of the prison work songs, and Alan Lomax, the great folk music collector, made this trip to Parchment Farm, a prison in Mississippi, in 1959. This was his last trip, and even at this late stage, he found this extraordinary example of music making, the song called Poe Lazarus. This song, although it was never intended for commercial release, had an interesting later story when it was used in the soundtrack to the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and had the surprising impact on the public psyche and became a huge seller, winning a Grammy Award for Record of the Year and selling eventually 7 million copies. I think this testifies to the power of this music, that even though the music was not intended for commercial release, it has this appeal to people. The hypnotic power of it reaches audiences even today.
What happened when this song did become such a big hit for the actual prisoners who were singing here?
It took them some time to track down James Carter, who was the lead singer. And in fact, he didn't even recall making the recording when they found him. But when he was presented with the royalty check, he was delighted to receive it. And when told that his recording was then outselling Michael Jackson, he laughed, sat back, and said, "Well, I'll slow down a little bit, and I'll give Michael a chance to catch up with me."
Now, prison work songs are some of the more common work songs that you hear. There's another one that I'd like for us to listen to that's also recorded by Alan Lomax at the Parchment Prison Farm in Mississippi.
I'm going home, oh yes, I'm going home, oh yes, I'm going home, the Lord, I'm going home, I'm going home, the Lord, I'm going home. My baby sister's crying, my baby sister's crying, brother come home, the Lord, brother come home, brother come home, Lord, Lord, brother come home.
At this point in time, the prison work song had almost faded away, and only a few years earlier, Elvis Presley had recorded his song Jailhouse Rock with this extraordinary image of rocking and rolling prisoners. And then you move to this very moving recording with its deep pathos, and it reminds you of the realities of prison labor. These prisoners singing about going home. These were people that were, you know, not going home anytime soon, and you can sense the emotional depth and the melancholy in their singing.
Lord, Lord, come on home. I'm going home.
Oh yes,
I'm going home.
Oh yes,
I'm going home.
Lord, Lord,
I'm going home.
I'm going home.
Lord, Lord, I'm going home.
Let's talk now a little bit about how these songs get passed along from worker to worker over the generations. In particular, there's a piece that you sent us from an oyster shucker in Virginia.
Yes, Creola Johnson learned these songs from her grandmother back in the 1920s and 1930s. They were songs that her grandmother had sung in the fields while picking tobacco in Virginia. And Creola brought them with her to her various jobs, in a tobacco factory when she fed the tobacco leaves into a stemming machine or into a textile mill, and finally late in life as an oyster shucker, where she led the other workers in these songs that she had learned 40, 50 years before.
I love the way you can hear the shucking sounds in the background as she's singing.
Often you find that the task involved in work imparts an important rhythm to the music. You listen to these songs and you can almost not imagine them taken away from the setting that gave them birth, because the sound of the hammers or the axes or the shucking in this instance become almost a type of percussion that moves the piece along.
Now, what's interesting here is that this song was recorded in 1979. That's pretty recently.
That's right. This was a researcher. Glenn Henson had gone to Virginia to find the last examples of work songs. And it was difficult at this stage. You know, when Creola Johnson sang that song, she found that many of the younger co-workers she had did not want to sing along. They did not want to be associated with a work song. And you find this often. There really are different attitudes towards this. There's an attitude that looks at the work song as something demeaning, as a reminder of a day and age that many people would like to forget. I prefer, though, to look at these songs as statements of human dignity. I believe that fundamentally all work is dignifying. The very practice of work, of transforming your environment, adds dignity to your day-to-day life. And these songs were able to take even the worst, most dehumanizing situations, even of a prisoner, of a slave laborer, and find some moment of self-expression and dignity to that.
Ted Gioia is the author of Work Songs. He joined us from member station KERA in Dallas. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.